Morning, this is the time and place notice for commission consideration of the application of Rocky Mountain Power for approval of the power purchase agreement between Pacificor and Pavant Solar LLC in docket number 14-035-46. My name is Jordan White, and the commissioners have asked that I act as the presiding officer for this hearing. Why don't we go ahead and take appearances? We'll go ahead over here and start on the right.
Kevin McDonough with the Utah Attorney General's Office, appearing on behalf of the Office of Consumer Services.
Justin Jetter for the Utah Division of Public Utilities, and with me is Charles Peterson.
Daniel Solander on behalf of Rocky Mountain Power, and with me at council table is Bruce Griswold, who will be the company's witness in this matter.
Okay, before we go ahead and proceed, are there any matters of housekeeping, et cetera? I know that there are some confidential portions of the application and the TPA itself, but is there anything else that we need to deal with? Yeah, if there is something that you want to discuss or cross-examine, et cetera, on the confidential, just give us a heads up well in advance so we can inform the court reporter and deal with it appropriately. Okay, since this is...
Could I ask now that this be admitted into the record?
Sure. Why don't we go ahead and I was just going to recommend you proceed, and why don't you go ahead and take care of, you know, in terms of any documents you want to have admitted now?
Sure. I mean, the only documents that we would seek to have admitted are the company's application and I guess the replacement PPA, including the new page 11 that was filed with the commission on June 5th. And that is the correct and final version of the PPA.
Okay. Is there any objection to those documents being received? They're received. Since this is your application, you can go ahead and proceed, Mr.
Okay. We would call Mr. Bruce Griswold as the company's witness.
Want to go ahead and raise your right hand? You solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. You can be seated.
Stay right here.
We try to make it easy.
Yeah, I mean, well, let me ask this. Do parties plan on doing any cross-examination of the witnesses? I mean, otherwise, we can just allow the witnesses to sit next to counsel. If otherwise, we probably will have them sit up there. Does anyone have any intention of doing any cross? Okay, then you're welcome just to go ahead and sit next to Mr. Schnellander.
Could you please state and spell your name for the record?
Yes, Bruce W. Griswold, BruceWGriswold.
And what is your current position within Pacificorp?
I'm director of short-term origination and QF contracts.
And as part of those responsibilities, did you negotiate the power purchase agreement between Pavant Solar LLC and Pacificorp?
Yes, I did.
Could you please provide a brief summary of the Pavant project and the PPA?
Yes. The proposed Pavant solar project is a 50-megawatt AC solar photovoltaic project using single-axis tracking technology. The proposed project will be built on approximately 400 acres of land in Millard County adjacent to the Pavant substation and is expected to be commercial operation on December 31st, 2015. The expected annual energy deliveries from the project are consistent with a single-axis tracking project at the expected capacity factor in southern Utah. The PPA is a 20-year agreement, has terms and conditions consistent with the previous Schedule 38 solar PPA that was approved by the commission.
And how were the prices for this project calculated?
Prices were determined in accordance with the commission orders in docket 12-035-100.
And is there anything materially different about this PPA from other solar PPAs that have recently been approved by the Utah Commission?
No.
Do you believe that it's in the public interest for the commission to approve this agreement?
Yes, I do.
Mr. Griswold is available for questions from the commission or from the parties.
Thank you. Mr. Jetter? I may have one question, but I'll just go ahead and wait for the other witnesses to provide testimony and get back to you. Okay, Mr. Jetter.
Thank you. The division would like to swear in Mr. Peterson.
Okay. Do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. You be seated.
Mr. Peterson, would you please state your name and occupation for the record?
Charles E. Peterson, P-E-T-E-R-S-O-N. I'm a
technical consultant at the Division of Public Utilities.
And have you reviewed the application filed by Rocky Mountain Power in this docket, as well as the original and the amended PPA agreement that's been filed?
Yes, I have.
And did you create the action request response filed by the division dated June 10th, 2014?
Yes.
And is everything in that action request response still accurate and a reflection of the division's analysis today?
Yes.
We'd like to move to enter this into the record.
Are there any objections? They're received. It's received.
Thank you. And do you have some comments that you'd like to make on the record today?
Yes, just one or two. The division would note that this power purchase agreement has terms and conditions that are consistent with what the division had recommended in a previous docket, in which the division would hope and expect that future solar PPAs would contain relative to the online prospective online dates and other milestones. And the division notes that this PPA is consistent with the recommendations that the division had made in the previous docket that's mentioned in the division memo. And given those facts and the division's determination that the PPA is consistent with the commission orders, particularly in docket number 1203-5-100 that Mr. Griswold recently cited, the division recommends approval of this PPA as being just and reasonable and in the public interest.
Thank you. And just one last question. Are you aware, or have you been made aware through the division of any opposition to approval of this application?
I'm unaware of any opposition.
Thank you. I have no further questions.
Thank you. Is there any cross?
No cross.
Mr. Salander?
Okay. The office would like to call Mr. Bela Vostog. Okay.
Do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth? Thank you. You can be seated.
Mr. Vostog, would you please state your full name and your business title for the record?
My name is Bela Vostog. That's B-E-L-A, and then V-A-S-T-A-G. I am a utility analyst, and I work for the Office of Consumer Services.
And Mr. Vostog, on behalf of the office, did you prepare comments in this docket that were submitted on or about June 10th of this year?
Yes.
Do you have a summary of the office's position in this matter?
Yes, I have a very brief statement.
Will you please proceed?
Okay. The office reviewed the PPA and the materials provided by the company through discovery, and it appears that the terms and conditions of the PPA are adhered to the commission's orders on avoided cost pricing, and therefore the office recommends approval, that the commission approve this power purchase agreement. That concludes my statement.
Mr. Vostog is available for cross-examination.
I have no questions. Thank you.
Did you want to deal with the receipt of evidence of his?
We'd move for admission.
Okay. Any objection to receipt? Okay, they're received. Okay, I did have one question, and this question is probably directed to Mr. Griswold and perhaps Mr. Salander, but this is actually on page one of the revised, I guess, or the April 24th version. I don't know if you have a copy handy or not, or the other parties, but it's just these are in the recital section.
What section?
In the recital section on page one. Of the PPA itself. And look into the second to last recital. Just let me know when you get there. It's the one that essentially referring to the revised protocol. Just let me know, because I'm just going to go ahead and read it, and I just had a question for clarification on it. Is everyone there? Okay. It just says, whereas for purposes of interjurisdictional cost allocation, this agreement is a new QF contract under the Pacific Core Interjurisdictional Cost Allocation Revised Protocol, and as such, its costs are allocated as a system resource unless any portion of the cost of this agreement exceeds the cost Pacific Core would have otherwise incurred acquiring comparable resources, in which case such excess costs shall be assigned on a situs basis. I guess my question is just, and this is a potential question for clarification, refers to the revised protocol. And, you know, as many of you are aware, that we have the current protocol is the 2010 protocol method approved by the commission that was submitted pursuant to a stipulation and approved on February 3rd, 2012. It was at the intent, I guess, and if it was, I guess the question is how should we deal with that? I mean, we have the currently approved, you know, protocol pursuant to the 2012 agreement, but this one is, maybe it was just a, you know, Scrivener's error, et cetera, but I just want to make sure that we're not approving an agreement that is referring to a protocol that's no longer in effect. And I don't know if you want to, I'm happy to go off the record for a second, and I'm open to suggestions, but I just pointed that out. But why don't we go ahead and go off the record for a second, if you want to chat amongst yourself, whatever. But I guess what I'm looking for,
his intent that it referenced the 2010 protocol, we can submit an errata to this page. It certainly was our intent that the protocol that's currently in effect be applicable to this agreement.
Any comments from the, I guess, you know, and I think that's fine. I guess I'm just trying to think through. I mean, I don't want to put a stick in the spokes of because again, this is kind of a de minimis issue essentially. And I think that was the company's, but does the division or office have thoughts on how we might deal with this expeditiously or procedurally, what might be required to allow for the commission's consideration? Why don't I go off the record for a second? That's fine. Yeah, that's fine. I don't know if it sounds like the parties have had a chance to discuss.
Sure, and I think we can either submit just a simple errata filing, or we can file a motion if we need Pavant Solar to be a party to the errata, if that makes sense, or sign off on that. We can submit a motion for acceptance of revised contract, something along those lines.
Okay. Let me ask you this. This is a question, I guess, for the Division of Office. I mean, is this something that you think would need to be vetted pursuant to an action request, or would we need to open this up again for comment, et cetera? Is this something we could deal with more expeditiously, I guess?
I'm inclined to say we could do this just by an errata to this agreement.
So
I think our view of what was intended by the term of this was the 2010 protocol. And so we would remain in favor of approval so long as nothing else changes.
Okay, that's
no other party has intervened, so So I don't anticipate any new parties being interested in that change. But
okay, that's good. Now, did you have anything, Mr. McDonald? Or
no, the office concurs with the division.
Okay, all right. Well, then why don't you know you can, I guess, decide what makes most sense practically to just accomplish the, you know, whether it's an errata or whatever, and then. With that, is there any other matters of housekeeping or any other requests, et cetera, that we need to address? Okay, with that, I appreciate everyone's time today, and we're adjourned, and we'll issue an order.
Thank you.
Expedition, thank you.